Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to begin sharing a new series with you on the subject of God's plan of redemption. As we're approaching the time of the resurrection, remembering the resurrection of Jesus Christ, this plan of redemption series is going to help you to see the picture of what's been happening from the beginning of creation through time up to the time of Jesus being raised from the dead. We're going to begin with the creation in Genesis chapter 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God's the one that did it. The word God is Elohim, referring to the plurality of the Godhead. He created it. He brought it into being. It wasn't any Big Bang theory or any of this evolution. God created it. Praise God. From verse 2 and following, it tells how he did it in 6 days. We see in verse 2, the earth was without form. That meant that it was nothing or worthless or lying desert as such, or lying waste. And it was void. That word means empty or in a vacuum. It was not formed yet. It was like in nothing or in a vacuum, not in existence yet. Darkness was upon the face of the deep at that time. The deep refers to the waters. And it says in verse 2, the fact that the Spirit of God was moving or brooding upon the face of the waters. And then we come to verse 3, how God creates things. How does he do it? He does it through spoken words. We know in Hebrews 11:3 it says, through faith, the worlds were framed by the Word of God. And that's the spoken Word of God, the Rhema, the spoken Word of God. Psalms 33, verse 6, by the Word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, that's how the host were brought into being, praise God. And it was through his wisdom and through his understanding. And he brought these things which don't appear into being. And he spoke it forth with his word through his faith. What did Jesus speak? Or what did the Lord speak? He said, light be, and light was. And you have to understand that God, that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, were all involved in the creation. He said, God said, light be, literally, and light was. He spoke it into being, and light came into being. He divided the light from the darkness, called it day and night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. That's important to remember when we get into the chronology of what happened through the last week of Jesus, the evening and the morning. The day starts at the evening time from God's standpoint. In the midst of the waters, where the Spirit of God had been brooding over, with the light had come forth, and God spoke and brought forth a firmament. A firmament means an expansion, which is in the midst of the waters. Otherwise, he divided the waters from the waters. And so, when he divided them, there was the waters above, and there was a firmament or an expansion, and then there was waters below. It's like a canopy of water above. And he called this firmament area, this expansion, heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Well, then the waters that were under the firmament, that would be the lower part, were gathered into one place, and he let dry land appear. That was the creation of the dry land, which he called earth. And he gathered the waters together, and they were called seas. And then he created, of course, the grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit trees, and all these things were brought into being. Now, the earth at that time was watered through a mist that went up from the earth, and it watered the ground. There still was this canopy of water up above at this time. The creation then of the sun and the moon and the stars came forth. And what's their purpose? Their purpose is to minister to the earth. That's the reason. The reason for the stars, sun, and the moon is to minister to the earth, praise God. They're created for dividing the light from the day, and for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and for years. And the lights give light upon the earth, two great lights. One, of course, the sun to rule the day, and the moon which rules the night. Then we see that he goes on in the creation, and he makes the fish, and he makes the birds, and he creates them and tells them to be fruitful and multiply. And then we come to the sixth day, where the living creatures, the cattle and the creeping things, and then in verse 26, the crown of creation, it comes to the time of making man. He says, let us make man in our image. Our, of course, denotes the plurality, the Trinity, the plurality of the Godhead. and he made him in his image. And what is the image of God? God is a spirit. John 4:24. And it said, after our likeness. We are made in the image of God, spirit after his likeness. And he said, give them dominion. And man was made having dominion, having authority over the earth, over the fish, over the fowl, over the cattle, over all the creeping things. Now, how was God made, making man? He made man in Genesis 2:7 from the dust of the ground. He made his body. It said, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. There we see the breath of life. That's the spirit. And the body was born, brought up and formed from the dust of the ground. And then man became a living soul, because every person is a spirit, soul, and body. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a physical body. Our soul is our personality. So when he breathed that breath of life into him, we became a living soul with a physical body. Now man was planted in a garden where he was created. And he was in that position to not only to dress it, but also to keep it, the Bible says. In verse 15, the Lord took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And he was supposed to not only dress it, but keep it. And this particular word, keep, is a Hebrew word which means to guard, or to protect, or to attend to, and even to hedge it about. It was man's responsibility. He was given authority to guard it. Who was he going to guard it from? He was going to guard it from Satan. He was formerly Lucifer, was kicked out of heaven because of his rebellion, and man needed to guard it from an intruder such as Satan, who would try to come to get to him. So obviously, man had been told that there could be some intruders that would come, and he was in that position to dress it and to keep it and to guard it. Praise God. So man was told not to eat of one particular tree. Of course, he was told he could eat of all the other trees. In verse 16, the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And that's exactly what happened to man. When he disobeyed and ate of it, he did die in that day. How did he die? He died spiritually. Death means a separation from. He was separated from his relationship with God, and therefore death took hold. The physical death didn't happen for 900 plus years later on, but the spiritual death, which is the real life that we have, is spiritual life, that was cut off, and that, of course, opened the door for all the other type of death, including eventually physical death, to come into manifestation. So man was in the garden. He was told to eat of all these trees, except do not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, this is important for us to realize, because man doesn't make us a robot. He makes us with a free will. He made us because he wants a family, but he did not make us a robot. We can choose life, or we can choose death. We can choose blessing, or we can choose cursing. We can choose to follow him, or we can choose to reject him. And it's important that you have made your decision to make Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior. Well, Adam was there in the garden, and he needed a helpmeet. So God made a helpmeet for him. He said it was not good to be alone. And he made the woman from the man, took that, while he was in a deep sleep, took the rib, closed up the flesh, and made woman out of that rib, praise God. And then he brought into being marriage. God's idea was marriage. It says, a man shall leave his mother and his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife. God was the originator of marriage between husband and wife. And they shall be one flesh, praise God. So man was created in the image of God. He was told to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. He was supposed to subdue it, conquer it. He was supposed to have dominion. He was supposed to keep it and protect it so that the enemy couldn't come in. Now, why was the earth created? To be inhabited. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18, thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there's none else. What was his purpose? He formed it to be inhabited. And why did he create it? Because he wanted a family. The Bible talks about in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. See, God's idea was to have a family. He wants to have fellowship with you. If you're born again, you're a part of the family of God. That's why man was created in his image, to have a family. Now remember, the earth belongs to the Lord. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Bible talks about the heaven. Even the heavens are the Lord's. But he gave that earth, even though it was the Lord's, he gave it to the children of men. It says that in Psalms 115, verse 16. And then, of course, he was supposed to take authority. But man's dominion was a delegated authority. And man could use that authority and allow another enemy to come in if he allowed that enemy to have place. And this is what happened at the fall of man. Because at this time, Satan, who formerly was Lucifer, whose name means day star, light bringer, shining one, he was an angel, and he was a created being. He was created perfect initially. He was a spirit, and he was in that position of a high-ranking angel. He was an archangel in heaven, and he was a beautiful creature, the Bible says. And he was in a position there, exalted. He was the anointed cherub that covered the throne of God. And while he was in that position, it got to him that he wanted to be like God. He was not satisfied to be in the position that he was in. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I'll be like the Most High." He wanted to take over. He was not satisfied to be in the position that he was in. But God said in verse 15 of Isaiah 14, "Thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." And that's exactly what happened. You know, hell was created for the devil and his angels. And unfortunately, when he fell, a third of those angels followed him. And as they followed him, they were all reserved in darkness, everlasting darkness. And their destiny is hell. There is no salvation for angels that have fallen. There is no salvation for the devil. He is the adversary and he is the enemy. So in this first session here, we've talked about the creation up to this point, and next broadcast we're going to talk to you about what happened in the fall of man as we're looking at God's marvelous plan of redemption. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,